Donald Trump is now assuming the office of President of the United States today with his inauguration, and the Gaza ceasefire is now in effect, and the first three hostages have been released into the hands of the Israelis. Messianic World Update begins now. Hello everyone, I'm Monty Judah with Lion of Lamb Ministries. Welcome to another edition of Messianic World Update. Today's date is Monday, January 20th of the year 2025. Here's the news for this week. After a back and forth last couple of days this weekend, the Israeli ceasefire in Gaza has finally taken effect. Israel has agreed to the ceasefire. IDF has stopped all military operations in Gaza. And this is to permit prisoners to be released as well as hostages to be released. On schedule is the release of 1,904 prisoners, Palestinian prisoners, to be staged the next 42 days. And the first three of 33 hostages, Israeli hostages, were released yesterday. And at this point, we do not know of the other 30, whether they're alive or not. We only are informed that they are women, children, elderly, and some that are sick. Israel has special procedures set up for their receipt as they receive them. And in 7 days, four more will be released, followed by three more each week. The final 14 will be released week six or on the 42nd day. The identities are released on who these hostages are only 24 hours prior to the release so Israel can get ready, get the families ready to receive them. The remaining 65 hostages held by Hamas are to be released in phase two. That's after this six-week period, if that comes to pass. There are still other negotiations yet to be done in phase two. And the word is that it's supposed to result in a permanent ceasefire. That's going to be very difficult for Israel to agree to. Now, there's a lot of problems with this agreement, and it's going to be delicate to see how it holds together. It's a staged release as opposed to all hostages being released. The number of prisoners being released and where they go is a major problem, as you know. Far more Palestinian prisoners are released than there are hostages. That's because the Palestinians want to have more, and so that Israel loses in each of these deals. In this particular phase, 737 Palestinians are going to be released back to the West Bank area, the Palestinian cities inside of Israel. And 1,167 Palestinians that are Gazans, they will be released back into Gaza again. There are going to be about 30 of them each week, four on January 25th, then three each week, then a final 14 at the end. The Palestinian leader, Barghouti, he's the most famous one that is in prison in Israel, the de facto leader of the Palestinian people in prison, will not be released in this agreement. I'm sure Hamas wants to get him released in the future negotiation. Ben-Gvir, who's a member of the Israeli coalition government, is so upset by the agreement that he has withdrawn from the government. And now Netanyahu has a very slim margin of a coalition government in the Knesset. It didn't break the government, but it's right on the thin line of his government. Hamas, of course, is celebrating greatly. They think they will remain and stay in Gaza, despite many statements by other officials around the world that they will not. And quite honestly, there's low optimism for the second phase negotiation as to exactly what is going to take place with it. So at this moment, we're talking about 33 hostages coming loose, and there's still 65 in jeopardy. As I said, Hamas and the Palestinians view this as a victory over Israel. They see Israel as losing in the negotiation, and that's their definition for a victory. Hamas fighters were seen riding in a parade, riding in trucks, firing their guns off. Sinwar's brother, who's now trying to take control of Hamas, he's trying to rebuild Hamas and reconstitute it. The hostages that were released, the three young women, they were carrying release papers, mock papers, saying the government of Hamas was releasing them back to Israel. And it's just a form of mockery of Israel in this whole process. Israel is going to have to fight Hamas again. This is definitely not the end of the war. This is not going to lead to the end of the war. This is another example of the evil of Hamas and how they treat people. And I can assure you that we're going to hear horrific stories about how the hostages have been treated. So what's going to happen at the end of the 6 weeks? Let's say this ceasefire holds for 6 weeks and we get 33 hostages back. Will Israel get the green light from Donald Trump to be able to go in and end the war? And will they do open things up and Israel take even more aggressive actions in Gaza? The fear of doing that is that Hamas may well start killing hostages in spite of that. And if they try to play along with Hamas and so forth, Hamas has already demonstrated that they will drag out the negotiations and make it even worse than what we've already seen. And so this is the dilemma that Israel is facing in the future. Let me add just a bit of commentary before we leave this subject. There's a famous enemy of Israel when they came out of Egypt, were traveling through the wilderness on their journey to the Promised Land. The enemy's name was Amalek. Amalek was raiding at the edges of the camp. They would attack the women, the children, the infirm, the people that were stragglers in the camp. And there was a battle. And this is the famous battle in which the Moses' arms had to be held up by Aaron and by Hur. As long as his arms were held up, they prevailed against Hamas. If his arms came down, then Amalek came against Israel. It's almost like we're repeating that whole scenario. It's a very difficult scenario here because Hamas is taunting Israel as though Amalek did in those days gone by. There's also a very interesting commandment in the Torah given to Israel about Amalek. In two locations, it specifically states that in every generation, the sons of Israel shall kill the sons of Amalek on sight. It's a very conclusive judgment and summary judgment made by God against Amalek. It seems to me that we have a shining example of Hamas acting like Amalek today, and as to whether or not Israel is going to be able to carry out God's command or not is yet to be seen. I know that some would be opposed to such an action, but it's very clear that Hamas needs to be completely eliminated. Hamas cannot be in charge of Gaza anymore, and Israel can no longer be threatened by Hamas. However this is going to end, it needs to end decisively. We will continue to watch closely and pray for the remaining hostages for their release. On the good news here in the United States, Donald Trump is becoming the president today. His inauguration has taken place. And part of the good news is that he's going to sign more than 200 executive orders reversing the Biden policies on a number of issues here in the United States, to include the deportations of illegal criminals that are in the United States. They're going to be rounded up and deported. Several changes in foreign policy. There's going to be a much more pro-Israel policy. Equipment that Israel has asked for, military hardware they've asked for, is going to be delivered now instead of delayed. And yes, some of the January 6 protesters way back 4 years ago are going to be pardoned. And the wrong that was done by our government against legal protesters is going to be corrected. Now, Joe Biden today, this morning, also carried out one of his last actions as president, and he preemptively pardoned General Milley, who used to be the former chief of staff, Dr. Anthony Fauci, I'm sure you're familiar with him from the COVID days, and Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who also chaired the January 6th Commission, and apparently has preemptively pardoned them, fearing that the Trump Attorney General is going to pursue them for prosecution. Now, they're all talking about, well, we don't want to have these political prosecutions. In this particular case of the three individuals, we're not talking about a political prosecution. We're talking about they violated federal law. They broke the law. However, Biden's going to protect them. So that's his last act as president as he leaves. On a personal note, in my own personal commentary, I believe that the commentary and history will say later on that Joe Biden was the worst president in the history of the United States. And it's a good thing that he's not there anymore. Turning back to the Middle East, Hezbollah, the ceasefire that Israel has with Lebanon, ends in 6 days. And what's going to happen, we don't know. But I do know this, that Israel is slow to withdraw from Lebanon. Hezbollah is trying to reconstitute. Israel's been striking Hezbollah targets. The new government of Lebanon is asking Israel to withdraw from there. So that's another mess that we'll have to see how that gets sorted out. The bigger question is, what will Iran do? Iran is now backed into the corner. Will they pursue a bomb or will they pursue diplomacy? We talked about that last week. What will Israel do? What will the U.S. do with Iran? Will Donald Trump follow the counsel of Netanyahu and take on Iran and resolve the problem? Those are the big questions we'll have to see in the next coming weeks and days. The Houthis have announced that they will continue to fight and fire on Israel during the ceasefire, so that part has not slowed down at all. We need to pray for our new president in his inauguration, that it goes smoothly. Pray for Israel, the Middle East. And please pray for the remaining hostages to come home soon and somehow bring this horrific matter to a conclusion, a peaceful conclusion. Thank you for viewing this program. Thank you for being part of LionelLamb.tv, where you can subscribe and get all of our materials. And thank you for all your prayers and support for Lionel Lamb Ministries. Shabbat shalom. I should say shalom to all of you since it's Monday.